我们每日读经的进度现在已经进入以西结书。
Our daily Bible reading schedule for this month we have entered. We are starting to read the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书有一个主题啊，就是神的荣耀。
There's the main theme for the book of Ezekiel, which is the glory of God.
犹大国是被巴比伦帝国所灭。
Judah was destroyed by the Babylonians.
根据历史的记载，巴比伦帝国有三次来攻打这个犹大国。
According to the records of history, there were three times where the kingdom of Babylonians came attacked Judah.
第一次是在主前606年。
And the first one is on the year 606 BC.
那在那一次呢，这个丹尼里被掳到巴比伦帝国。
And at that time, Daniel was exiled to the Babylonian.
第二次是在主前597年。
And the second one is on the year 597 BC.
那在这一次，以西结先知被掳到巴比伦帝国。
And that time, Prophet Ezekiel was exiled.
所以丹尼里先知、以西结先知，他们都是在外邦的地方，在巴比伦帝国当先知。
So both Daniel and Ezekiel, they were both prophets in a foreign land, which is in Babylonia.
那丹尼里是在巴比伦的皇宫里头。
Daniel was lived in the Babylonian palace.
他是在巴比伦帝国当官的。
And he was an official in that kingdom.
那以西结先知他生活在这些被掳的犹太人当中。
Ezekiel lived among the exiles.
第三次是在主前586年。
And the third time Babylonian attacked Judah was in 589 BC.
那耶利米先知他亲眼看到这一次巴比伦帝国怎样攻破这个耶路撒冷。
And Jeremiah have actually seen himself how the Babylonian will attack Judah.
他亲眼看到这个圣殿被焚烧，这个国家被灭亡。
He saw how the temple was burned down and their nation was destroyed.
所以耶利米先知为国家为百姓来哭泣，所以他被称为是流泪的先知。
Jeremiah weep for his people and his kingdom, and therefore we call him the weeping prophet.
以西结先知他看到神的荣耀是如何的离开这个百姓，离开神的殿。
Ezekiel saw how the glory of God left the people and left the temple.
这是最让以西结先知觉得伤心悲伤的事情。
And that was the saddest thing for Ezekiel.
看到神的荣耀离开他们。
That he saw the glory of God left them.
以西结他也事先看到神的荣耀又回到圣殿。
And Ezekiel was also first to saw how the glory of God returned to the temple.
那这当然是他的一生当中觉得最欢喜的一件事情。
And of course, there was the happiest thing for him.
我们请看以西结书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8.
以西结书第八章第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 6.
在这里要首先我们来看到为什么神的荣耀离开以色列离开这个百姓。
From here, we first see why the glory of God left His people.
以西结书八章第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 6.
又对我说，人子啊，以色列家所行的，就是在此行这大可憎的事，使我远离我的圣所，你看见了吗？你还要看见另有更的另有大可憎的事情在这里有点像神在对以西结先知来控告这些百姓。
And here, it seems like God was accusing his people
他说,
to Ezekiel.
他说, 你看这些人做这些大而可憎的事。
And God said, do you see what the people were doing, the great abominations?
因为他们所做的这些事情,
Because of what they have done, I left them.
哦, 那神又说, 你要还要看见更糟糕的事情。
And God continues to say, you will see greater abominations.
哦, 神不轻易地来离开他的百姓的。
God will not leave his people easily.
哦, 这些百姓是他所拣选的, 他所专爱的。
His people were the chosen one, the ones that he loved.
哦, 对他所爱的, 他怎么舍得离开呢?
How could he bear to leave the ones that he loved?
他是很舍不得的。
God did not want to.
啊, 再看第9章第3节。
Also read chapter 9, verse 3.
以色列神的荣耀 本在基路伯上，现今从那里升到殿的门槛，神将那穿身穿细麻衣、腰间带着墨盒子的人招来。啊，这里啊，中间神就让以西结看到这些百姓所行的更大的恶事。
And here, God had let Ezekiel saw the greater abomination that his people committed.
啊，所以那第3节在描述神。 虽然不愿意离开, 但是他必须要离开。
And from verse 3 here, even though God did not want to leave, but he had to.
这里说神的荣耀是在基路伯上面。
Here it says, the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherub.
再请看第10章18节。
Also read chapter 10, verse 18.
18节主的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯以上。本来神的荣耀离开一点点，在这个殿的门槛上面。And
so originally the glory of God just moved a little bit, like on top of the threshold.
那现在呢，从这个门槛的地方又离开了。But
in verse 18, it left the threshold.
19节基路伯出去的时候。 就展开翅膀，在我眼前离地上升，轮也在他们旁边，都停在神殿的东门口，在他们以上有以色列神的荣耀。我们可以看到神是这样子很舍不得的，一步一步的来离开。And
verse 19, we can also see how God were reluctant to leave them, so he actually was leaving them gradually.
就好像影片里头两个相爱的人，他们要分别。
Just like in the movies when two lovers were about to depart from one another.
他们走了几步路，他们回头看一下。
They would take a few steps and they would turn back and look at each other.
再走了几步，再回头看一下。
And after they take a few more steps and they will turn back again.
这里在描写神就是这样的一个情景。
And so that was the image that these verses we're trying to illustrate here.
哦, 神实在是不愿意离开他的百姓。
God was really were not willing to leave his people.
但是他的百姓实在是行了大恶可憎的事，而且不悔改。
But yet his people indeed committed some great abominations and sin, and they refused to repent.
哦, 让这位圣洁的神没有办法住在他们当中。
So that this holy God were not able to live among them.
哦, 因为这些百姓实在是不圣洁。
Because these people were unholy.
哦, 当然看在先知的眼里, 先知是非常的伤心的。
Of course, when the prophet saw this, he was very sad.
哦, 还有什么比这个更伤心的呢? 这个爱我们的神, 他离开我们。
And what's even sadder than this is that the God who loves us so much, he is leaving us.
哦, 所以在先知的心里头, 他总是在盼望着神的荣耀什么时候再回来。
So in the prophet's heart, he is always looking forward to when the glory of God returns.
哦, 好像两个相爱的人在期盼着对方的归来。
Just as two lovers longing for the others to come back.
哦, 神是让人有盼望的神。
And God is the God who gives hope.
啊，这个先知他终于等到了，他看到了 神的荣耀又回来了。
And this prophet indeed had witnessed how the glory of God returned.
神的荣耀从圣殿的东门离开。
God's glory left from the east gate of the temple.
神的荣耀也从东门再回来。
And God's glory also returned from the east gate.
请看以西结书四十三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章第一节。
Ezekiel 43 verse 1.
第一节以后，他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门啊。这里说这个门是朝东的。
43 says here the gate faces towards the east.
第二节，以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。哇，神的荣耀回来了。
And here verse 2 depicted how the glory of God returned.
啊，像多水的声音，连地。也因他的荣耀而发光。
His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
第三节，其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象，那异象如我在加巴鲁河边所见的异象，我就俯伏在地。这是以西结他永远不能够忘记他所看到的神的荣耀。
Verse 3, Ezekiel could not forget the glory of God that he saw before.
所以现在他又看见了，对，就是，这就是神的荣耀。
And now he saw that again, and indeed it was the glory of God.
第四节，主的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中。
Verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faces toward the east.
以西结先知看到神的荣耀又回到了圣殿。
Ezekiel once again saw the glory of God returning.
第五节，灵将我举起，带入内院，不料主的荣光充满了殿。多么欢喜的事情，神的荣光充满了殿。
Verse 5 is indeed a very joyous occasion where the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那以西结所看到的这个是在灵里头所看到的异象。
And so what Ezekiel saw was a vision in spirit.
那这些事情，尤其是神的荣耀的回来，都跟主耶稣有关系。
And all the things that happened when Ezekiel saw this glory of the Lord returning, this has to do with the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来实现了神的荣耀，再回到百姓当中。
The Lord Jesus fulfilled the test of the glory of God returning to His people.
主耶稣用两件事情来显明这个神的荣耀回来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ used two things to show how the glory of God is returning.
第一个，主耶稣的一个象征性的动作 ，action of symbolize， 象征性的一个动作。
And the first is his action that symbolizes this.
我们知道在先知书里头啊，这些先知常常神会要他们做一件事情。
And we know that in the Bible, a lot of times God wants these prophets to do something.
那他做的那个动作有时候是很奇怪的。
And sometimes God, it seems that the things that God told them to do is very strange.
那是一个象征性的一个动作，它代表着某些意义。
But that's a symbolism. It contains a deeper meaning.
比如说我们看以西结书第五章。
For example, if we return to Ezekiel chapter 5.
以西结书第五章。
Ezekiel chapter
5. 在这里神要以西结先知做一件事情。
Here, the Lord God wants Ezekiel to do one thing.
第一节，人子啊，你要拿一把快刀当作剃头刀，用刀剃你的头发和你的胡须，用天平将西法平分。这里神要先知拿一把 很快的、很利的刀，把头发、胡须全部剃掉。
And so, verse 1 here, God told the prophets to bring a sharp sword and shave off all his hair.
这是一个蛮奇怪的一个动作。
That is a very strange action.
那又要把剃下来的这些头发胡须呢，把它平分成两份。
And the prophet were to divide the all the hair into two.
第二节。
Verse two.
围困城的日子满了，你要将三分之一在城中用火焚烧，将三分之一在城的四围用刀砍碎，将三分之一任风吹散。我也要拔刀追赶啊，然后又要他做底下这一个动作。
And then he told him to do more things in verse two.
第三节，你要从其中取几根包在衣襟里。
Verse three.
第四节，再从这几根中取些扔在火中焚烧，从里面必有火出来，烧入以色列。啊，烧入以色列全家。
And verse four.
这个动作主要在讲的呢，啊，主要表达的意义呢，就是最后一句话，必有火出来烧入以色列全家。
So all of these actions, the meaning of it was in the latter part of verse four. A fire will go out into all the house of Israel.
好，一个动作来代表着神所要做 的一件事情。
So all these actions symbolizes something that God wants to accomplish.
一个动作代表着即将要发生的事情。
And an action can also represent things that is going to happen.
那神的荣耀重新回到神的百姓当中，这个跟主耶稣有关。
And so the glory of God that is returning to the temple, this is related to Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣用一个象征性的动作来代表这件事情。
And the Lord Jesus uses symbolisms for this.
这在马太福音的二十一章。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 21.
是我们所熟悉的一段主耶稣的事迹。
This is the things that the Lord Jesus do that we are very familiar with.
就是主耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
That is the Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem on a donkey.
我们都记得当时的景况。
We are familiar with the story.
这个耶稣的门徒把外袍披在这个驴驹的身上，让主耶稣骑这个驴驹。
And the disciples have put their outer cloak on the donkey and let the Lord Jesus Christ rode on it.
很多人砍下树枝铺在路上，让主耶稣经过。
A lot of people have cut down branches and put it on the road that the Lord Jesus is going to pass through.
不但这样子，众人呼喊着大卫的子孙何善那。
And a lot of people were shouting to him, the son of David, Hosanna.
这个带着很浓厚的这个弥赛亚的这个色彩。
And this is very obvious that the treatment they will give a Messiah.
有那种迎接弥赛亚的那种情绪。
And this is the emotions that they are showing when they are actually welcoming the Messiah.
因为他们看到主耶稣所行的神迹。
Because they saw the miracles that Jesus performed.
有人要求主耶稣医治他们，他们也是喊着说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们。”
And when someone wants the Lord Jesus Christ to heal him, he will also shout out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
他们都知道大卫的子孙指着是什么，就是弥赛亚。
They know what Son of David means. That is referring to the Messiah.
主耶稣骑着驴驹，受众人的欢呼，进入耶路撒冷。
The Lord Jesus Christ rode on a donkey, and in the people all shouted for him, and he entered Jerusalem.
当神的荣耀来到，是应该这样子来欢呼的。
And so when the glory of God is coming, it is supposed to be welcomed by this type of praise and shouting.
刚才我们有读到神的荣耀在两个基路伯上面。
And we read before how the glory of God was above the cherub.
就是神在以色列人的观念里头，神的宝座、神的荣耀是在耶柜上面。
And in the time of the Old Testament, the glory of God was above the ark.
哦，我们知道这个约柜有两个金子打造的基路伯所遮盖。
We know that on top of the ark was two gold cherubims, and they cover it.
哦，那在这个金子打造的基路伯上面就是神的宝座。
And above those golden cherub, were the throne of God.
哦，那神的宝座当然是荣耀的。
Of course, the throne of God is glorious.
哦，所以神的荣耀在这个约柜上面，在两个基路伯上面。
And so the glory of God is above the ark, above the cherub.
哦，所以当他们在迎接约柜的时候。
So when they are welcoming the Ark of the Covenant,
他们的观念里头是在迎接神，是在迎接神的荣耀。
And their concept or their mindset is that they are welcoming God, they are welcoming God's glory.
我们请看诗篇九十八篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 98.
诗篇九十八篇。
Psalm 98.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，用号角声在大君王主面前欢呼。
With trumpets and the sound of a horn, shout joyfully before the Lord the King.
这里说他们在主的面前欢呼。
Here it says that they shout joyfully before the Lord.
其实就是他们在耶柜面前欢呼。
That is actually they are shouting joyfully in front of the Ark of the Covenant.
我们再看。九十九篇第一节。
Also read Psalm 99, verse 1.
主作王，万民当颤抖；他坐在两基路伯上，地当动摇。
The Lord reigns; let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim; let the earth be moved.
同样的，在这里所讲的就是耶柜。
And this is also talking about the Ark Covenant.
当他们在抬耶柜、迎耶柜的时候。那是非常非常神圣的一件事情。
When they were carrying the Ark of Covenant, it is something that is very sacred.
因为在两基路伯上面是神的宝座，是神的荣耀。
Because above the cherubim was the glory of God.
所以我们看到大卫在迎接耶柜的时候，也是这样的景象。
And this is also happening when David was welcoming the Ark of the Covenant.
在迎接神的荣耀的来到。
Because he is welcoming the glory of God coming to him.
这个撒母耳记下描写着大卫也在百姓当中在那边踊跃跳舞迎接神的荣耀。
Second Samuel recorded how David danced and also were very joyful when he was welcoming the glory of God.
在所罗门王的时代，圣殿盖好了。
In time of King Solomon, when they finished building the temple,
他们要把耶柜放入至圣所。
They were about to put the Ark of the Covenant inside the Holy of the Holiest.
哇，也是所有的会众在那边非常欢喜的在那边欢呼。
And all the people were joyfully crying out.
所以。主耶稣骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷，这也是一个象征性的动作。
And so Jesus riding a donkey entering Jerusalem, it's also a symbolism.
那象征性的动作，它要代表，我刚才讲过，这个动作要代表一个实质的以后要发生的意，实质有实质的意义。
And this action actually carries a meaning that.Something that will happen after.
那这个实质的意义就是圣灵的降临。
And the meaning of this is the descending of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to the book of John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John 14, verse 16.
十六节，主耶稣说：“我要求父，父就另外给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。”啊，这里主耶稣应许门徒说：“保惠师要永远与你们同在。”
Here the Lord Jesus gave his disciple a promise that there's going to be a counselor that will abide with them.
哦，神的荣耀要永远跟你们同在。
The glory of God will dwell with them forever.
神要永远跟你们同在。
God will be with you forever.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人所不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。那主耶稣说，这个保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ said that this Comforter is the Spirit of Truth.
啊。是你们所认识的。
It's whom you know.
哦，是常常跟你们同在的。
And he dwells with you.
哦，主耶稣就是在讲他自己。
So the Lord Jesus is talking about himself.
哦，那接下来不但跟你们同在，主耶稣说也要在你们里面。
And later on he continues to say that not only that he dwells with you, but he will be in you.
哦，那这个是更伟大的事情。
And that's an even greater thing.
哦。神的同在不是只是在旁边，要在你里头。
That the abundance of God is not only beside you, but it's actually living in you.
哦，所以今天我们所领受的应许的圣灵是内住的圣灵。
So today the Holy Spirit that we receive is the Spirit that dwells in us.
哦，十八节。
Verse 18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
哦，主耶稣用圣灵来实现他永远跟我们同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ, using the Holy Spirit, he fulfilled his promise how he will dwell with us forever.
主耶稣来了，神的同在，神的荣耀又回来了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to us, then the glory of God once again returned.
那主耶稣进耶路撒冷的这一个动作，它代表着他所应许的圣灵。
So the action of the Lord Jesus Christ entering into Jerusalem symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
好，五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。这个门徒照着主耶稣给他们的吩咐，他们聚集在耶路撒冷。
So the disciples were all gathering in Jerusalem, just as the Lord Jesus Christ commanded them.
他们在那边等候着圣灵的降临。
They were waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们要看到神的荣耀来到。
They want to see how glory of God come to them.
他们不但要有神的同在，而且要有圣灵的内住。
Not only they will gain theabidance of God, they will also have the Holy Spirit dwells in them.
第四节。
First four.
他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
所以在这里，这个很真实的，神回到百姓，神在百姓的当中。
And so this is very real how God returned and dwells among his people.
照着主耶稣的应许，不是只有在旁边，而且是更是内住在他们里头。
This is according to the promise that were given by the Lord Jesus that God will not only be beside them, but he will dwells in them.
以西结看到神的荣耀是多么不愿意的，但是也不能够不离开的那一种情景。
So Ezekiel saw in his vision how God is not willing and very reluctant to leave, but yet he had to.
如果说圣灵就是代表着神的荣耀。
If the Holy Spirit represents the glory of God.
如果圣灵是神的荣耀的实现。
If the Holy Spirit is the manifestation of the glory of God.
那我们从教会的历史里头，我们也知道有圣灵停降的这个很长的一段时间。
And from the history of the church, we also know that there were a period, a very long period, where the Holy Spirit did not were not here.
那也因为这样子，许许多多的基督教会啊，他们不晓得得圣灵说方言这一件事情。
Because of that, a lot of other churches, a lot of other denominations did not know, receive about the Holy Spirit.
哦，得圣灵说方言的这一个事实。
And the truth about receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
哦，因为圣灵停降一段很长的时间。
Because for a long period of time, the Holy Spirit did not come.
哦，那我们也看到这个圣灵为什么停降。
And we also see why the Holy Spirit did not come.
哦，从启示录第二章、第三章那个给七教会的书信呢，我们就可以看到为什么圣灵停降。
From Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the letter to the churches, we can find out the reason why the Holy Spirit did not come.
哦，这些书信里头都提到主耶稣说：“我知道。”
And in all these letters to the churches, the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that He knows.
啊，主耶稣知道他们的优点，他们的缺点。
He knows their strength and their weaknesses.
好，那我们看到主耶稣在讲他们的缺点。
And we see how the Lord Jesus Christ listed out their weaknesses.
哦，就好像当时神叫以西结说：“你看这些百姓行这些可憎恶的事。”
Just like how the Lord have shown Ezekiel, and ask him to see the things that his people committed.
哦，那是让人很伤心的事情。
That was sad things.
哦，那启示录第二章、第三章啊，就好像主耶稣在对约翰说：“你看，你看，这些显民他们做的是何等可憎的事。”
So in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it was just like the Lord. Telling John to see the things that his people did.
那所以就好像神的荣耀当时离开圣殿，啊，圣灵也离开了教会。
Just like before, how the glory of God left His temple, the Holy Spirit left.
那今天我们是处在神的荣耀又回来的时代。
And today we're living in the time where the glory of God has returned.
因为今天圣灵已经在降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit is coming to us today.
所以有圣灵临在的地方，就有神的荣耀。
So the place where we have the Holy Spirit is where we can see the glory of God.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew 18, verse 19.
十九节，我要告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。二十节。
20.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。啊，这里主耶稣说，两三个人奉他的名聚会，他在我们的当中。
Here the Lord said that where two or three people are gathered together in His name, He will be among them.
我们怎么知道主耶稣在？我们怎么知道这个主耶稣在我们的当中
？How do we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is among us?
因为圣灵在我们的当中。
And we know it by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一次奉主耶稣的名聚会啊，这是何等神圣伟大的一件事情。
So every time when we gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus, this is a great and how and a holy thing.
圣灵跟我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us.
神的同在就在这里，神的荣耀就在这里。
And here we have the abidance of God and the glory of God.
所以我们真的要常常这个放在心上，我们很看重我们的崇拜聚会。
So we must put this to heart that we put importance in our worship.
要有这些古圣徒他们迎接耶柜的那一种心境。
We have to have the mindset as the old saints where they are welcoming the Ark of the Covenant.
他们是那样的在欢呼着这个神的荣这个神的荣耀跟他们同在。
They were shouting with joy because the glory of God is with them.
所以我们常常提醒自己，我是用怎样的心态在参加崇拜聚会。
So we must remind ourselves of our attitude when we are when we have worship.
有神的同在，就会有神的祝福，有神的造就。
We have the abundance of God, then we will have the blessing of God.
那我们的态度对不对也很重要。
And it is very important for us to have the right attitude.
神的荣耀在这里，我们有没有把它当成我正在迎接神的荣耀？
When the glory of God is here, do we see it as we are welcoming the glory of God?
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 17。
十七节，我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们忌讳不是受益，乃是遭损。这是保罗对哥林多教会他们忌讳的一个评语。
And so this is an evaluation that Paul gave the church of Corinth regarding their worship.
忌讳崇拜应该是蒙福的，得造就的。
Worship should be edifying and it should be a blessing.
但是保罗说，你们的忌讳不是受益，乃是遭损。
And but here Paul said that you come together not for the better but for the worse.
他们也应该是奉主耶稣的名在忌讳。
And they, I'm sure they were gathering together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是他们当中有很多的人，他们并没有用那种神的荣耀在这里的那一种心态在聚会。
But a lot of them did not worship with the mindset that the glory of God is here.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，我用怎样的心态在敬拜神。
So we must remind ourselves often of our attitude in worship.
神很看重我们那种我们的内心。
Because God sees our heart.
那我们到底要追求什么
？So what is it that we pursue or we seek after？
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew 11.
马太福音十一章第七节。
Matthew 11 verse 7.
马太福音十一章第七节。
Matthew 11 verse 7.
他们走的时候，耶稣对众人讲论约翰说：“你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？”第八节。
Verse 8.
你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。第九节。
Verse 9.
你们出去究竟是为什么呢？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的。他比先知大多了这里主耶稣连续几次说：“你们到底要看什么
？”Here Jesus asked several times, "What did you go out to see?"
他说：“你如果要看那个穿细软衣服的，那应该是到王宫去。
”He said, "If you want to see those who wear soft clothing, then you should go to palaces."
那我们聚集在一起，我们来到会堂，我们聚会，我们到底要看什么？
So when we come together to worship in this chapel, what is it that we want to see?
我们常常来到这里，我们到底要看什么？
When we come here often, what is it that we seek?
我们要看神的荣耀。
We want to see the glory of God.
我们要看到的是神的真理，神的圣灵。
What we want to see is God's truth and His Holy Spirit.
我们为什么来到这里？因为这里有神的荣耀。
Why do we come here? Because here we have the glory of God.
为什么我们来到这里？因为这里有神的同在。
Why do we come here? Because here we have the abundance of God.
那我们的态度，我们的心态是这样子吗？
And do we have this kind of attitude and this kind of mindset?
我有几个印象很深刻的见证。
I have a few testimonies.That I have very deep impression.
有一个老人家，他耳朵聋了，耳朵听不见了。
That was an elderly who could not hear very well.
他总是坐在第一排。
And he always sit at the front row.
不是因为坐在第一排，他能够听得比较清楚。
And it's not because so he could hear better.
因为他根本听不见。
Because he could not totally, he totally could not hear.
哦，那他每次来到教会，他又都坐第一排，他要看什么？
So every time he came to church, he would always sit at the front row. What is it that he want to see?
他说：“我来拜神，我来看神的荣。”他是要来看神的荣耀。
He said, "I came here to worship. I want to see the glory of God."
有一个老一个老姐妹啊，她星期几星期几，她根本不知道也不在意。
And there was another elderly sister who did not really care, what day of the week it is.
但是很奇妙的，她总是知道明天是星期六，安息要去教会守安息日。
But miraculously, she always knew that, the day of Sabbath when she had to go to church.
哦，所以星期五她一定就开始准备自己。
And so every Friday she would prepare herself.
哦，她明天星期六我要去教会去守安息日。
She knew tomorrow is Sabbath day, Saturday, and I want to go to church.
有一个弟兄，这事情是在几十年前。
And this happened to a brother several years ago.
以前在台湾大部分的人是骑脚踏车。
And at that time in Taiwan, most people would ride bicycles.
就像我们教会进来有这个 gate 他脚踏车提到 gate 的地方，他一定下来用牵着牵进这个广场。
So the church has a gate, and every time he came to the gate, he would get off his bicycles and just walk it in.
哦，大部分的人就是这样骑进来。
And that's what normally what people would do.
哦，虽然这只是一个简单的动作。
And even though that was just a simple action.
哦，但是在很多的人眼里看来啊，就很感动。
And but a lot of people were very moved by it.
因为他尊重我现在要聚集的地方，这里有神的荣耀，神在这里。
Because he respects that this place, it's the place of the glory of God. This is the place where we come to worship.
我的意思不是要大家都这样子做才对。
And what I meant to say is not for us to do the same way, and that is the only right way.
我所要强调的就是他那种要来看神的荣耀，要来拜神的那种心态。
And what I was trying to say is his mindset and his attitude when he come to worship God and when he come to see the glory of God.
有那种敬畏神，那种敬拜神的心跟态度，我们自然就会对自己有很多的要求。
And so, if we have that mindset and attitude, that we fear God and we respect Him, then we will have a lot of expectation out of ourselves.
好，每一个人的表现方法或许都不太一样。
Maybe every one of us might.Show this in different ways.
那但是心态对了，所做出来的一定是很真实，很让人感动的。
But if we have the correct attitude, then whatever we do, it will move people.
有一个瞎眼的姐妹啊，她每安息日，她总是摸着这个椅子啊，一排一排的擦。
And so there was an elderly sister who is blind, and every Sabbath day he would go row by row, pew by pew, and she would wipe it clean.
因为虽然他眼睛看不见，但是他知道这里有神的同在，神的荣耀在这里。
Even though she could not see, but she knew that this place has the abundance of God and has the glory of God.
人家说你不用做这些。他说：“我只能够做这个，你就让我做。”
People told her that you do not need to do this, but she said that this is the only thing I can do. Just let me.
有一个家庭，整个家庭他们是每个星期六中午，他们全家会在会堂进食祷告。
And there was a family who would come to the chapel and to do fasting prayer every lunchtime.
哦，不是他们要祷告给人看。
And it's not that they want to do it so that other people can see.
而是他们以这样来表达，这里有神，神的荣耀在这里。
But that is their way of showing that this place is God's place and it has the glory of God.
哦，以西结先知只是在异象里头看到神的荣耀回来。
And Ezekiel only saw in his vision the returning of the glory of God.
哦，耶稣进入耶路撒冷城的那一刹啊，那只是一刹那。
And it was only that moment, very short moment, when Jesus entering into Jerusalem.
哦，那些欢呼的人只是看到那一个短暂的动作。
And the people who were shouting and crying out for him were only saw that for a very short period of time.
而今天我们是每一次的奉主耶稣的名的聚会，圣灵就在我们的当中。
But for us today, every time we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is among us.
哦，圣灵总是很具体的，神的荣耀总是很具体的在我们的当中。
And the glory of God is very real, and it comes among us.
好，所以我们总是要很存着感谢、欢喜、敬畏的心来做崇拜。
And so we always have to worship with a very thankful, very joyful heart.
好，我们一起唱诗21首。
Let us all sing hymn 21.